who goes to a confirmation, hey, man, it's I tire Russell. When do they become tar? This is referring back to the previous mission that said that pool water, if it's near a city or a road, if it's not during the rain season, the pool water has to be assumed that it is tame. Maybe people that are tame drank from it. And even if it's not near a city or a road, if road b'nei adam passed by, if there were many people that passed by, then it would be considered tame. At what point would it be considered tahar again? Bishamay said, as soon as it rains enough, that there's more rainwater than the water that was in the pool previously, and it also overflowed, its edges are filled up and overflowed, at that point, it becomes tar again. And since it rained a lot, there's a lot of rainwater in there, it is now tar. Ubeishil aimrim rabu afa pishaloshas. It's all set. If it rained enough, that there's more rainwater than the water that was in the pool previously, even if it didn't overflow its edges, it is now tar. Rabbi Shimon aimer shatzu afa pishaloshas rabu. Rabbi Shimon said, as long as it overflows its edges, even if there isn't more rainwater in the pool than the water that was in there previously, even so, since it's overflowed its edges, it is tar. Sheir mechala belito mehamli adai. Now that it is tar, it is kasher lechala. It is kasher to use this water to knead chala, or to use the water to wash kelim that are used for the chala. And it's also kasher to wash your hands with this water. If you want to eat bread and you want to wash your hands, you have to wash your hands with water that is tar. You can take water from here and wash your hands with it. As now that it has rained and filled up with rainwater, it is now tar, so you can use the water to wash your hands and to knead challah with it. A mikveh that is a level above the mikveh that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah is a pool that forms on the bottom of the mountain from water that's streaming down the mountain. The water continues to stream down the mountain. This pool, even though it has less than 40 saw, it is a level above the mikvot that we mentioned earlier. Those mikvot also had less than 40 saw. And the din of the mikvot that we mentioned until now was that any water that is tame that falls into the mikvah would not be bottled in the mikvah, would remain tame. But this mikvah, even though it's less than 40 saw, since the water continues to stream down the mountain and into the mikvah, if tame water falls into the mikvah, it would become bottled, it would become tar. So therefore, shefa tame mumale bikli tar tar. If somebody that's tame drinks from the mikvah, and subsequently somebody that's tar drinks from the mikvah, the person that was tar remains tar. And since any tame water that falls into this mikvah is bottled and becomes tar, so even if some of the water drips from the tame's mouth into the mikvah, that water would immediately become tar when it falls into the mikvah. So if a tar person drinks from it afterwards, he would remain tar. So the tame umale bikli tar tar. And so too, if the tame person drinks from the mikvah, and afterwards somebody fills up water from this mikvah with a kli tar, that water would be tar. Again, for the same reason as any tame water that had fallen to the mikvah becomes batal. Shasa tame v'nafal kikash truma afal pi shehidiach tar. Somebody that tame drinks from this mikvah, and afterwards a loaf of bread at truma falls into the mikvah, even though you rinse the loaf of bread with the water, the loaf of bread remains tar for the same reason as this mikvah is completely tar. Mala b'kli tame v'shasa tar tar. And so too, if somebody fills up water in this mikvah with a kli that's tame, and afterwards somebody that's tar drinks from the mikvah, the person that is tar remains tar for the same reason, that even if some water from the kli tame falls into the mikvah, that water would become tar as soon as it falls into the mikvah. Male b'kli tame, male b'kli tar, tar. Somebody fills up water in this mikvah from a kli tame, and then somebody fills up water with a kli tar from the same mikvah, that kli would remain tar, because any water that fell from the kli tame when it falls into the mikvah becomes batal and is tar, for the same reason that we mentioned until now. Male b'kli tame, v'nafal kikash truma afal pi shehidiach tar. And so too, if after somebody fills up water in this mikvah from a kli tame, subsequently a loaf of bread at truma falls into the mikvah, even though you rinse that loaf of bread at truma with the water from this mikvah, that loaf of bread remains tar, since there is no tame water in this mikvah, as any tame water has become batal. Naflu mayim tmeim v'shasa tar tar. If tame water falls in this mikvah and subsequently somebody has tar drinks from the mikvah, the person that was tar remains tar for the same reason that the tame water becomes batal and tar when it falls into the mikvah. Naflu mayim tmeim umale bikli tar tar. If mayim tmeim falls into this mikvah and afterwards somebody fills up water from this mikvah with a kli tar, that kli tar remains tar. Naflu mayim tmeim v'nafal kikash or truma. If tame water falls into this mikvah and then a loaf of bread of truma falls into the mikvah, afal pi shehidiach tar, even though he rinses off the head kikash or truma with the water from this mikvah, the kikash or truma remains tar, like we have mentioned, that any tummy. Water that has fallen into this mikvah becomes batal and tar as soon as it falls into the mikvah. So therefore, the kikas or truma remains tar. Share my truma of elito mehemli a diamond. So too, the water from this mikvah is kosher for truma, and to wash your hands with this water. The water in this mikvah is totally tar, even though my spam have fallen into the mikvah, since it has become batal upon falling into the mikvah. The water from this mikvah is tar, and therefore could be used for truma, and to wash your hands with the water.